Hello, grace and peace to you through the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is Darren Smith, and it's a joy to share with you some wonderful truths from God's Word. In Psalm 107, as the psalmist reflects on the abundant goodness of God and the great redemption he has accomplished for his people time and time again, we read what should be the regular witness of God's people in response to who God is and everything he has done for us. It's a pattern that points us to the salvation found in Jesus Christ, the greatest redemption when we are forgiven of our sins and reconciled to God, given new and eternal life. Verse 1 starts with a shout, Psalm 107. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he has redeemed from trouble. The psalmist calls the people to give thanks and sing his praise because he is good and his faithful love endures forever. Then he narrows in on an aspect of this great love, God's redemption, the deliverance or salvation of his people. The parallelism in the poetry is beautiful. The psalmist describes four different situations in life of deep affliction and even calamity, and then four times the people cry out to God for help, and each time God graciously delivers them. Verse 4 details the first of God's deliverance. Some wandered in desert wastes, finding no way to a city to dwell in. Hungry and thirsty, their soul fainted within them. Then verse 10. Some sat in darkness and in the shadow of death, prisoners in affliction and in irons, for they had rebelled against the words of God and spurned the counsel of the Most High. Then verse 17. Some were fools through their sinful ways, and because of their iniquities, suffered affliction. They loathed any kind of food, and they drew near to the gates of death. Lastly, verse 23, in this panorama of redemption. Some went down to the sea in ships, doing business on the great waters. They mounted up to heaven. They went down to the depths. Their courage melted away in their evil plight. They reeled and staggered like drunken men, and were at their wits' end. Then they cried to the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them from their distress. Every time we see the same prayer and God's answer, they cried to the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them from their distress. The repetition drives home the pattern. They cried to the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them from their distress. And then each time, the encouragement for the redeemed to praise and thank God, the same grace-driven response we read four times. Let them thank the Lord for his steadfast love, for his wondrous works to the children of man. Just as God has been good to redeem his people throughout history, for the people of God today, these are four powerful pictures of salvation. There's a pattern. There's great distress. The people cry out to the good and loving God for deliverance. The Lord graciously delivers, and the people respond in praise and worship. Let them thank the Lord for his steadfast love, for his wondrous works to the children of man. We must remember and praise God for his great love and redemption. He delivers the lost and needy wanderer and gives provision and satisfaction. He delivers the captive in darkness and affliction and gives freedom and life. He delivers the fool in sin and suffering and gives healing and restoration. He delivers the overwhelmed, the staggering, the one at wit's end, and gives hope and perseverance. And above everything else, our greatest need is met. Thank the loving Lord who delivers the guilty and lost from the power and penalty of sin through faith in Jesus' life and death and resurrection. In our great need, the greatest of distress, our sin problem, we stand guilty before a holy God. But there is a Savior, fully God and fully man, a great high priest who made atonement for us by giving his life on the cross for sin. And then he rose again 3 days later. The guarantee that sin's penalty and power was broken so we can be forgiven and adopted into God's family, new creatures in Christ, transformed and made new. It doesn't matter who you are, where you've been, or what you've done. You can know and experience God's everlasting, redeeming love. In faith, turn from your sin and trust in Christ for redemption today, and then join with the redeemed in praising our great God. There is one place, one person we can go with all of our needs, from salvation to daily life, the Lord Jesus Christ. As Psalm 107 tells us, O give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever. This has been Darren Smith, your pastor for the day.